Welcome back to Piers. We're ready to begin the second game of the doubleheader. Matter of fact, we have. There was nobody on the infield, and they didn't take an infield, and all of a sudden, boom, they were out there and playing. We've got a pitch in, and it's Ken Oddie leading off. Coach Pepping will go with the same exact lineup here for this game two doubleheader. And new pitcher for Mora, Aubrey Athey, gets the start in this second game. Piers won the opener 11-1. There's a strike to Kenna, 2-1. So it'll be Olish and Dickman coming up here. Here's Avery off Athey's pitch, and it's fouled. Kenna with a really big game in the opener. 2-for-2, 2 walks, 4 ribbies in the 11-1 win. Piers now 6-0 this year. Mora's 1-2, just outside. Piers batting as the visiting team in the second game of the doubleheader. Aubrey Athey ready. Swinging a looper to right, base hit, and the big day continues for Kenna Oddie. Kenna able to find some room between first and second. And she starts the ball game with a hit to right. And that'll bring up shortstop Kiara Olish. Kiara with a double first game. Pops the first pitch up. Stefan at short has it. And there's one away. Right at the edge of the outfield grass at short. Olish retired. And now it's Pioneer catcher Brenna Dickman. This, like the first game, will be a 5-inning contest. Here's Aubrey Athey's pitch, and it's low, gets by Nosbusch, and that'll advance Kenna up to second, and a run-scoring chance right away for the Pioneers with a runner at second, one out, and the number three hitter in the lineup, Brenna Dickman, at the plate. On deck is Kendra Melby. Here's Athey's pitch, just inside, 2-0. Piers again will hit the road for two games tomorrow in Malacca. There's a drive to left, and it is caught. She did that in the first game as well, just short of the fence. As getting back Shea Osmus with room to put it away. Two outs, and now it's Kendra Melby, the third baseman. Athey starts her high, ball one, with Sidlowski on deck. Piers didn't score in the first inning of the first game. Scored in every inning after. That was low, 2-0. Lauren Kolgraf, who took the loss, not in the lineup here for the Pioneers, or for the Mustangs, I should say. There's a strike to Kendra Melby. 2-1. Kendra, right-handed hitting sophomore third baseman. Ooh, good swing, and just got underneath that one, flips it foul. 2-2 to Kendra Melby. Kenna Oddie stands at second base with two outs. The pitch to Melby, swing and a miss. And that's the inning. Nosbusch able to pick off the foul tip, strike three. And the Pioneers do not score. No runs. A leadoff single by Kenna Oddie is wasted at second. And the Mustangs will now bat as the home team. It's Piers nothing. Mora coming to bat.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. a staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, the bottom of the first inning, we'll start with the Mora Mustangs shortstop, Sophie Steffen, leading off against Frankie Seelan, who starts both ends of the doubleheader here. Jaden Robb, Shea Osmus, top three in the lineup here. And the pitch to Steffen from Seelan. Down low, ball one. Frankie pitched four innings, allowed a run, three hits, six strikeouts, no walks in the opener to improve her personal record to 3-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1 to Steffen. Sophie had one of the three Mora hits off Seelan, a third inning single. Went 1-for-2. Here's the 1-1 pitch. One hop to Polkamp, and she flashes the leather, steps to the bag, and retires Steffen, three unassisted.
Number 12, third baseman.
It was to the throwing hand side or the second base side of Morgan. Morgan, right-handed thrower, so that gloves on her left hand. She had to reach around in front of her and backhand the ball and did it nicely. So the leadoff batter out. Here's third baseman Jaden Robb. Robb takes it inside for a ball. Jaden went 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a pop-up to third in game one. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Frankie Seelan. A little bit low again. 2-0 now with Shea Osmus on deck. Two and oh to Jaden Robb. Just a little bit low again. 3-0 now the count. Outfield straight away with Sedlovsky in center, Schomer in left, maybe Riley a little bit towards the line in right. Now it's four pitches and a walk. Robb is aboard. That's the first walk of the day for Frankie. Didn't walk a batter in game one, but walks her second batter here in the lineup. Shea Osmus now. Mora with a runner with one out. Here's Seelan, ready to start her battle against Osmus, and it's, ooh, look out. A wicked foul ball off the very top of that protective fence, protecting the Mora players over there.
Number 11, Shea Osmus.
If they weren't awake before, they are now over there. One strike to Shea Osmus. Runner at first, one away. Seelan. Wines, bunt shown, and it's bunted in the air, and it's fouled. That one was past Kendra before she really could react. Kendra saw the bunt coming. She came charging in, and the bunt went whistling right by her shoulder. So strike two to Shea Osmus. And now Frankie Seelan ready on the 0-2 pitch. Popped up, playable for Dickman. Brenna has it. Foul ball catch for out number two. Almost straight up. Right near the batter's box. So with two outs, here's Rhiannon Ashworth. Runner at first and two down here. She moves up one spot in the order. Maybe on the strength of her solo home run. Ooh, Frankie let that one get away from her a little bit high, and it's 1-0 to Ashworth.
Number 7, Rhiannon Ashworth.
And the Pioneers, recognizing who's up, they have taken about three steps back in the outfield. Sedlovsky deep in right center, Riley deep in right. 1-0 pitch, ground ball over to Adi, short little throw, and gets it there in plenty of time. No runs, no hits, no errors, one walk. That runner left stranded. We played a scoreless inning in the second game of this Granite Ridge Conference doubleheader between Piers and Mora. We go to the top of the second.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
All right, Alyssa Sedlowski to lead off here. Top of two. It's no score here between Piers and Mora in game two of this doubleheader. And there's one rolled foul by Alyssa. 0-2. I should say 1-1. Due up next, Morgan Polkamp and then Brittany Schomer. Aubrey Athey winds it up. The ground ball over to Sophie Steffen. She's got it in time. Steffen throws out Sedlowski to start the second. And now it's first baseman Morgan Polkamp. Morgan had two, maybe the hardest hit balls outside of Olish's double in game one. A line drive to center and a hard ground ball to second. And then she takes one low from Athey for ball one. Schomer steps out on deck. No score. Top of two. Piers the visitor. Morgan in the air to right. That ball is going to get off the gate of the fence. And that's extra bases for Morgan Polkamp. She's going to come to third. And Morgan is safe with a triple. Morgan Polkamp triples off the right center wall. And that time, she's rewarded for putting a good swing on a ball. Nobody's going to catch that one. A one-out triple. And now Brittany Schomer, she did bunt home a run, and they're going to show bunt again. And Brittany takes it in the dirt for a ball with Morgan staying put at third. There is a gate out there in right center field to allow access for vehicles, whatever, to get onto the field. And that's right where Morgan hit it, off those two gates. That one high, 2-0 now to Brittany Schomer with Gaffke to follow. Pioneers with a second-inning threat against Athey and the Mustangs. Bunt shown and taken, strike one. Aubrey Athey gets the nod in game two for the Mustangs. Morgan showed bunt, pulled it back, and she might have been ready to take a swing at that if it had been in the strike zone, but it's ruled high for ball three. Ground out to third, then the triple. And there's a ball hit into center, setting up to tag Polkin. Oh, they dropped the ball in center. Gravich had to go off the heel. That's going to be ruled a sacrifice fly. Schomer will get a sack fly. An RBI, she will reach on the error, so it doesn't cost her an at-bat. Because Polkamp was going to be able to tag and score on that regardless. So now it is Maddie Gaffke with an opportunity to keep this inning alive. Brittany runs well at first. She bluffed going, and the pitch was high. Lily Riley would hit next. A fly ball out to center, and grab it just had to come off the glove. There's a strike call to Maddie Gaffke. Pioneers have scored here in the second. The delivery and a big swing and a miss. Chased one down for strike two.
Eyes down, eyes down.
Lily Riley will follow here as the eighth spot in the order. This has been a very productive part of the lineup. Foul back, out of play. In game number one of this doubleheader between the 8 and 9 batters for Coach Pepping, they were on base 6 times with 5 walks and a hit batter. Base hit left field, Gaffke. Schomer is going to hold up at second as Maddie turns one around. So Schomer to second, Gaffke with the second hit of the inning. And now right fielder Lily Riley will bat. 3 straight batters have reached now. And the bottom part of the order again, getting something started. Riley at the plate. Shows bunt, takes high, Schomer breaks for third. Shortstop over there, not cut it off, it gets away. Schomer will come in, and they say dead ball. I think the ball might have gone out of play. Yeah, I think the ball went out of play on the third baseline. They award Gaffke third base. So it's a ball to Lily Riley. Schomer will get a steal of third and score on the error. As Gaffke is awarded third when the ball gets thrown out of play. It's 2 bases on a ball thrown out of play by a non-pitcher. Good fastball is a strike call to Lily. So 2 runs are in and a possibility for more. That one gets away, but that trampoline effect right back off that netting on the backstop sends it right back to Lindsay Nosbusch, and she quickly peeks over her shoulder to make sure that the runner isn't coming home from third. So 1-2 to Riley. Top of the order, Kenna Adi on deck. Mora in the field here as the home team. Lily, ground ball back to the pitcher. Nice play by the pitcher to save a possible hit up the middle. She will get an out, but a run will score. Gaffke will score on the Riley comebacker. So give Riley an RBI. It is the second out of the inning, and it turns the order over to the top, Kenna Adi. Singled and was stranded in the first. So a 3-run second here for the Pioneers off Aubrey Athey. And Kenna leaves it high. 1 ball, no strikes. Kenna, then Olish if Kenna keeps this inning alive. And just missed, says the umpire. 2-0, indicating with his right hand a little outside, apparently. 2-0. Kenna with 3 hits in the doubleheader. There's a strike called. 2 in the first. And 1 here. She's been on base in all 5 plate appearances. 3 hits and 2 walks. Just outside. 3-1 the count to sophomore second baseman Kenna Adi. Pioneers jumping out 3-0 here. Again, this is a 5-inning contest. Swinging a foul ball over the youngsters, a JV Mora crew that have taken up camp outside their varsity team's dugout over there. 3-2 now to Kenna Adi. Here's the pitch. Left high, and Kenna's on base for the 6th time in the doubleheader. Athey issues her first walk. And the Pioneers have a 2-out base runner for Kiara Olish. Olish takes a strike from right-hander Aubrey Athey. Straight away in the outfield here behind Athey, she winds and delivers upstairs. Nosbusch has to stand to glove it. Left-handed catcher. He's talking to Mr. Adi up here. I like that all-white catcher's gear that Nosbusch has. White shin guards, white helmet, white chest protector. Looks like a stormtrooper back there. Foul back by Kiara. Dun, 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 dun. 1-2 to Olish. Ground ball to third. Across the diamond in time to get Kiara in the inning. Pioneer strike for 3 runs. They do it on 2 hits. There were 2 Mustang errors. 1 runner left on base. 1.5 complete It's now Piers 3 and Mora nothing. We'll be back with the home half of the second inning after this on You Are There Sports.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Are you fed up with trying to figure out technology and just want someone to help? If that's the case, then visit us at Design Electronics in Little Falls. Hi, this is Nick. Our service team has the expertise to help you out with your techie issues. We do it all from removing viruses on computers, setting up routers and printers, and getting your office or home network. We also offer and install a full suite of home and business security products. Our team of technicians are experts at what they do and make sure it's done right. For the expert service you want and deserve, visit us at Design Electronics today.
Lindsey Nosbusch, the left-handed hitting Mora catcher, leads it off in the home half of the second. Fouls that one back. I'm going to guess that Lindsey might be the younger sister of a Ryan Nosbusch, wrestler, wrestling family, yeah. Outfield straight away with Riley in right, Sedlowski in center, Schulmer left, Seelan in the circle. She's in a 1-1 situation here with Lindsey Nosbusch. High. Was Lindsey one of those girls that wrestled? Did she compete in the first ever Minnesota State High School League girls wrestling portion of the season? Swing a line drive down the left field line. That's going to find the grass. Nosbusch will round and hold up as it was played in quickly by Brittany Schulmer. Nice piece of hitting by Nosbusch. Seelan put it on the outside part of the plate, and Nosbusch just went with it into left. Joe Maurer type single. Now it is Isabel Schley, the DP, batting for Quincy Osmus, the first baseman in this go-round. Hannah Gravich will be in the batting order. There's a pop-up right side, and this is Adi drifting back and making the catch for the first out. Shallow right center, Kenna able to get underneath it with plenty of time.
Number 5 center fielder, Hannah Gravich.
And now Hannah Gravich will get her first at-bat. She was DP'd for as the flex in the first game, gets in the order here. One on, one out against Frankie Seelan. We're in the bottom of the second, Piers up 3-0, and Gravich moved off the plate for ball one. So an opposite field single by Lindsey Nosbusch, then the pop-up to second, and Frankie Seelan, ooh, good ball, that got away from Brenna, and that'll advance the runner on a wild pitch. 2-0 to Hannah Gravich. Nosbusch now at second for the Mustangs. Melby creeps up at third. Olish kind of guarding the hole at short. Here's Frankie Seelan's looking and the windup. Line drive, base hit up the middle. Sedlowski coming up throwing. Fires it in and holds that runner at third. Solid knock by Hannah Gravich in her first at-bat of the game. Of the day, I should say, the doubleheader.
Number 6, second baseman, Jenny Zook.
And there are runners at the corners with one out for Mora, second baseman, Jenny Zook. Batting eighth in this one, the pitcher, Athey, will bat in the 9 spot. Here's the wind. High for a ball.
Throw out, Brock. Here you go, B.
So Gravich with the base hit. That's both hits for Mora have come in this half inning against Frankie Seelan. Frankie allowed 3 hits in 4 innings in the first game. Popped up, no infield fly rule, so Frankie will make the catch right at the base of the pitcher's ring. Brown number 2. And now pitcher Aubrey Athey.
Number 9, pitcher Aubrey Athey.
So runners at the corners with 2 outs, and Frankie will try and keep this a 3-0 game here. Here's the first pitch to Aubrey Athey, and like Gravich, Gravich played but didn't bat. Athey didn't see the field. So she's got an opportunity here. Two outs, though, first and third. She represents a tying run. Swinging a foul right at the bottom edge of the strike zone. She taps it foul, 1-1. Any scoring chance you get, you almost feel it's extra pressure to come through because these are only five-inning games, so the opportunities are less. 1-1 with runners at the corners. The pitch, Athey takes a strike, 1-2. Moore's pretty balanced in their lineup. They got a lot of lefties. Avery is one of them. She's a right-handed thrower, left-handed hitter. One ball, two strikes, Seelan to Athey. Change up. Dickman's throw down to second. Not in time. The relay, Olish to the plate. Not in time. Mora is on the board. They execute a double steal. Gravitt started it, breaking for second. And once the ball was on its way to the shortstop, Olish, Nosbusch broke for home, and she beats the relay with a feet-first slide, and it's 3-1. And it's 2-2 to Athey. Runner at second in a now 3-1 ball game. Seelan looking in. Strike three, got her looking. But Mora uses a pair of hits and a double steal to score. And after two completed Piers, it's now Piers 3, Mora 1.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers. And they've been recognized throughout Central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Piers Legion Park. A few of them are Piers Golf Course, Kurtz Furniture, Amp Fitness, Kapsner Construction, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, Piers Fire Department, Check Auto Body, CHI St. Gabriel's, Lakes Printing, Trobix Bus Service, Don's Custom Laser, Piers Villa, Rice Creek, Evergreen Law Irrigation, Kenko Drywell, Shelley Funeral Home, Jason Gruber Construction, Northwoods Gutter, Unity Bank, Piers Family Dentistry, Premier Concrete, Horizon Health, Executive Realty, Sharp Hedge, Hardwood Floors, and Essential Health. To these and all other sponsors who help support Piers Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
Brenna Dickman will lead off the top half of the third inning here. Pioneers lead more of 3-1 in the second game of this doubleheader. Piers won the opener 11-1. So it'll be Dickman, Melby, Sedlowski, and a first pitch strike for Aubrey Athey. Brent has hit the ball hard a couple of times, but two flyouts to deep left and a check swing strike takes her into an 0-2 situation early here. Athey has a strikeout and a walk. She's allowed three runs on three hits. And the wind and a changeup is inside. Good recognition there by Brenna Dickman. 1-2.
Sit back. One and here four.
Athey rocks and fires. Ground ball gets through. Dickman shoots it just past the outstretched glove of Sophie Steffen at short. And the Pioneers get a leadoff base runner. And that brings up third baseman Kendra Melby. That ball is again hit hard, had a good exit velocity. That's the next thing they got to install here, an exit velocity clock. I'm not asking for much, am I? Kendra watches it sail outside. Kendra with a strikeout in the first.
Will it also give us the home run distance?
Yeah. One on, nobody out. Chopper to Steffen. What'll they go? They'll go second. Oh, Steffen can't get it out of her glove, and then she tried to shovel it, and it's late, and everybody is safe. Sophie could not find the handle to pick it out of the web of the glove, and by the time she went to throw it over to Zuch, Brenna was in safely. Kendall will be reaching on a fielder's choice on that. And now Alyssa Sedlovsky with two on, nobody out.
Here you go, Alyssa.
Dickman and Melby on the paths here. And a strike to Alyssa. Alyssa grounded to short, leading off the second. She had a couple of hits, including a two-run single in game one. Finished it in the circle, pitching a 1-2-3 fifth. Good fastball from Aubrey Athey for strike two. Athey, like Colgraf in game one, a right-hander. Change up, looped into left field. That's going to be a base hit. Brenna is going to be waved around. There's a throw to the plate, not in time. And it's an RBI single for Sedlowski. And the throw through brings Alyssa to second and moves Melby to third. Third hit, third RBI of the day for Alyssa Sedlowski. And here's the first baseman, Morgan Polkamp, in a now 4-1 lead. Morgan pops it up. This is playable. Foul territory. And it falls in. Closer to home, but maybe an easier play for Jaden Robb. It'll go as a foul ball for Morgan Polkamp, who tripled off the wall in right.
Sit back here, Morgan.
C-130 roaring overhead from Camp Ripley. I flew in one of those once. Here's the pitch. Morgan shows bunt, pushes it foul. Two strikes. Melby at third, Sedlovsky at second. See if Morgan can come up with a little piece of two-strike hitting here. Change up, and she lashes it into center. She waited on the change up and singles, and they're going to delay to send Alyssa around third. Now she retreats, and she will get back, and on the throw home, it is Morgan going to second. Melby scores, and the changeup came, and Morgan did a really nice job of waiting on that rather than getting overly aggressive and anxious and swinging out front. She kept the bat and hands back just long enough, and on an 0-2 pitch, singles to drive in a run. The batter now is Brittany Schomer, singled to drive in a run in the second. Second and third, nobody out yet. Now there's a bunt foul. So the Pioneers have added two. It's now a 5-1 lead. And they've done it on three hits and a fielder's choice. Second and third. Up high. One and two. Looks like Jenny's going to have to put Alyssa's uniform in the laundry tonight. Head first, slide back to third. And she's covered in dirt. Ground ball left side. One play to first, and it's made there. Nice play, Sophie Steffen. It does get a run home, and on the relay back, in over to third goes Morgan Polkamp. So Sedlovsky scores on a Schomer ground out, so give Brittany an RBI. It's the first out of the inning, the third run of the game. It's now a 6-1 lead, and Gaffke looking to bunt. Fouls it back. Coach Pepping doing some coaching there with his designated player, Maddie Gaffke. Bunting technique. Morgan at third. One out. Back-to-back three-run innings here for the Pioneers. Gaffke takes a strike. And it's 0-2.
Drive middle,
runner at third, one out, three in. Top of three. Gaffke takes strike three looking. That is strikeout number two for Aubrey Athey in the ball game. And it brings up right fielder Lily Riley. Lily picked up an RBI with a ground out in the second inning. So 0 for 1 with an RBI in this one. Leaves that one high above the shoulders for ball one. halfway through this second game now in the top of the third inning. Scheduled for five. Here's the windup and the pitch from eighth. He fought off. Back to the net. 1-1. Kenna Adi will bat next if Lilly keeps this inning going. Pioneers in the third base dugout. Mustangs occupy the first base side. Here's the pitch. Lilly ropes it up the middle off the pitcher. Athey picked up by Zuch, and her throw is off target. Lilly will go to second. And Coach Pepping says, hold up there. So that does indeed get Morgan Polkamp home. Lilly will hit that one on the button off the pitcher, Athey. It must have gone off her glove. Nobody really went out to check and make sure it was off her side as she kind of turned and released. Looks like she's okay to continue as Adi now steps in, takes a ball. So Lilly will get an infield hit and then go to second on an error on the throw when the second baseman Zuch picked it up and the throw got away at first, allowing Lilly to advance to second base. There's a strike call to Kenna, 1-1. Kenna has singled and walked in this game. Fouls that one off just over the front lip of the Mora dugout. Rolling under a white van. One ball, two strikes to Kenna Adi in the leadoff spot here. Pioneers lead at 7-1. Kenna takes it high. Nosbusch held it there. The umpire wasn't buying. 2-2. On deck would be Kiara Olish. Adi hits it in the air to right, and it is caught. Good positioning out in right field by Morris Rhiannon Ashworth. And Kenna, for the first time today, is retired. Pioneers send eight batters to the plate. They score four runs. They leave one, and we'll head to the bottom of the third. It's now Piers 7. And Mora 1.
Hey, Pioneer fans, this is Skip Toop, Piers Head Wrestling Coach, here with the Pioneer Wrestling Club. I personally would like to take this time to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches on a tremendous season, K-12. Thank you to all the coaches, wrestlers, families, and fans that helped make it possible. With your support, we were able to earn a Granite Ridge Conference Championship, produce the best middle school and youth wrestling teams we've had in years, and produce 24 state entrants, 10 state medalists, and 3 state champions across all levels. The future, definitely bright. This summer, the Pioneer Wrestling Club will be offering 2 great opportunities for wrestlers to improve their skills and stay involved in the sport of wrestling. On June 13th through the 16th, we are providing a free-of-charge youth wrestling camp run by St. Cloud State wrestlers in the Piers High School Wrestling Room. Registration information is available at PiersWrestling.com. For our middle school and high school wrestlers, we will be heading down to Iowa for team camp again this summer, June 20th through the 23rd. We already have over 40 wrestlers signed up and are extremely excited for an awesome team camp experience. It's a great day to be a Pioneer.
Bottom of the third inning. It's now a 7-1 lead. Frankie Seelan is facing the top of the Mora lineup, Sophie Steffen. Sophie takes one on the inside corner. Run on 2 hits for Mora. 7 runs, 7 hits for the Pioneers. Steffen inside, close. Next pitch from Frankie Seelan. Good fastball, right foul off tip off the end of the bat. 2 strikes to Sophie Steffen. 2 balls as well. 1-2-3 in the order here for Mora. Starting with their shortstop, Sophie Steffen. Change up outside, full count. Three balls, 2 strikes to Sophie Steffen. And Frankie comes back to work here. Swinging a little number towards first, right to the bag, and Morgan steps on first for the out. One up, one down. Now the third baseman, Jaden Robb.
Third baseman, Jaden Robb.
Robb with a first inning walk against Frankie Seelan, the only walk in either game of the doubleheader for Frankie today. Been very good with her pinpoint control. Swing and a miss through the fastball by 0-1. On deck is Shea Osmus. We're in the bottom of the third here. Here comes the next pitch from Frankie Seelan. That one slips out of her grasp, and Brenna reaches up to snare it. 1-1. Moore got on the board in the second inning. Double steal. Good take there by the hitter, Rob. She was started to offer and checked in time. 2-1 the count. Piers will go to Malacca for two games tomorrow. Strike at the knees. 2-2 now. And Moore is in action as well with Zimmerman back home. They got two more games later this week as well. As Seelan deals, swinging a pop down the line to first, and we've seen Morgan get back on a couple of those this year. That one a little bit further and deeper into foul territory, so not able to make another back-to-the-infield diving catch that we've seen Morgan accomplish twice in prior games this year. 2-2 once more to Sophie Steffen. Here's Frankie looking into Dickman and delivers high, full count. Malacca sends their baseball team here tomorrow. 3-2 pitch, left high and a walk. So Jaden Robb, has both walks issued by Frankie today. And now it's Shea Osmus. Fouled out to the catcher, Brenna Dickman, back in the first. Sun starting to become a little bit of an issue. We see Kiara shielding her eyes out there at shortstop and some of the shadows creeping out. High for a ball. 1-0. Six games scheduled for the girls this week. Two today, two tomorrow, one Thursday, one Friday. There's one in the dirt. Throw down to second will be held onto by Brenna. And that's a wild pitch. Runner at second now for the Mustangs with one out. 2-0 the count to Osmus, or 3-0? Sealing ready. Ground ball knocked down by Kendra Melby. Throws out and got her by a half a step. Good recovery by Kendra. On the play, Rob advances to third after the throw was released by Kendra. So there are two outs. And the cleanup hitting right fielder, Rhiannon Ashworth, to bat. Belted one out of here in game one for the only Mora run. Matter of fact, they actually led in that game 1-0. Looper out to Audie, and she's got it. Jammed her, and she just hit it off the handle to Kenna for a pop-up. And that ends the inning. Mora strands a runner at third. We've played three. We go to the fourth. It's Piers in front of Mora, 7-1.
There are no words to describe it. The isolation. The boredom. The loneliness. If you're wondering where your teenage son or daughter's spirit went, you're hardly alone. The past year has been devastating, especially for them. But here's the good news. They might just find it again, playing high school sports. Workouts that stimulate, teammates and coaches that care, the sense of belonging so many of us have been missing lately. That's what school sports are all about. The sense of achievement is real, and the camaraderie is hard to beat. Coping with uncertainty is difficult, but school sports can help the teenagers in your family start feeling like themselves again. Encourage them to give it a try. High school sports, it's so much more than a game.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
Smoothie's Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie's Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie's Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smootyoil.com for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smooty Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smooty Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
Back to Piers, Kiara Olish leads off the top of the fourth with a solid single to left on the first pitch from Aubrey Athey. And now Dickman will bat. Brenna takes it high for a ball. Hit number eight for this Pioneer offense here in this second game. They totaled seven in game one. There's one belted to left center, and that ball is gone! A line drive home run for Brenna Dickman. She's been hitting the ball hard all day. Finally gets one out of here. Mobbed by her teammates at home plate. Brenna. The only question was it going to be high enough to get out? And it clears the wall by about a foot out between the 200-foot sign and the banner out in left center. One of the deeper parts of the park. So Olish scores on the home run by Brenna Dickman. Second hit of the game for Brenna. And now Kendra Melby is the batter. And it's a 9-1 Pioneer lead. Kendra takes it low. Getting that golden sunlight right now. Kendra waits. Takes one a little bit high. Kendra reached on a fielder's choice and came around to score in the Pioneers' four-run third inning. Struck out her first time up. She belted to right. That is caught. Nice play in right. Tough, hard play. Rhiannon Ashworth with the catch. Same type of play she retired Kenna Adi on to end the third. A hard hit ball, but she made the play. One out, Melby retired, and it brings up the center fielder, Alyssa Sedlowski, an RBI single last time up. And Athey misses, ball one. Combined in the two games, three hit day for Alyssa. Low, 2-0. And the good thing about ball, when you're never be happy with three, greedy for four. A two-run homer by Brenna Dickman here in the fourth inning. Low, 3-0 to Alyssa Sedlowski. Pioneers have added two now. They've scored in every inning than the first in both games. 3-0 pitch. Low for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk. And Alyssa will head to first and bring up the first baseman, Morgan Polkamp. So Alyssa's back on base four times in five plate appearances that Alyssa's reached. And here's Morgan. She's got a triple and a RBI single. And that one's by Nosbusch, and taking second on the wild pitch is Sedlowski. Runner at second with one out, two in. Morgan's having a very good day. Foul tip. She was on that pitch too. 1-1. Triple in the second, single homer run in the third. Bats now in the fourth. That one is left up for a ball. 2-1. That ball in the air to center, and it's caught by Gravich, tagging and coming over to third. Sedlowski, and she will make it.
Now stepping to the plate for the Pioneers.
Fly to center, advances the runner. Two outs, and Brittany Schomer will bat. Brittany has a sacrifice RBI bunt and a run-scoring ground out. So she's 0-for-1 with two RBIs today in this game. That pitch is there was time called. Oh, they appealed, and they say that They're going to say that Alyssa left early on the tag? Well, the appeal had to have come before the pitch. Man, out to get a quick explanation from the base ump, but the players are headed off the field, so that means that Brittany will lead off. So Alyssa's out on appeal to end the fourth. We'll head to the bottom of the inning, the bottom of the fourth coming up. The Brenna Dickman two-run homer gives Piers a 9-1 lead.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Bottom of the fourth inning for the Mora Mustangs starts with catcher Lindsey Nosbusch. 9-1 lead for the Pioneers now, heading to the bottom of the fourth. Here's the Frankie Seelen pitch, and it rides up and in. Nosbusch singled and scored in the second inning. Led off with a hit and came in to score on a double steal. Strike called for Frankie Seelen. Frankie has one strikeout and a pair of walks in this game. Left-handed hitting catcher Nosbusch watches another pitch across for a strike. 1-2 now. I can hear Coach Pepping below me telling me some players to get ready to bat here in the bottom of the inning. Foul tip. Still 1-2. Frankie Seelen. It's been really good today. And she whistles it high and swing and a miss. Got her to chase something up in the zone. Nosbusch out on strikes to start the inning. Strikeout number 2 in this game for Frankie. And it brings up the designated player, Isabel Schley. Schley with a pop-up to Kenna Oddy in the second inning. So one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Piers with a 9-1 lead. Here's the windup, and the pitch is swung on and missed, 0-1. I would say two guys that know more about Pioneer softball than me up here with me, but this has been Frankie's best performance of the season. And she leaves that one a little bit low. That one kind of dropped as it approached home. 1-1. Frankie facing the right-handed hitting Schley. Foul tip for strike 2. Well, if this game will get over, Wild don't face off till 8:30 tonight. Twins are in Baltimore. They should be underway. Here's the 2-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Seelen with a strikeout. Back-to-back K's for Frankie. She puts the K in Frankie today. And now Hannah Gravich. Base hit in the second inning. Actually, I think this is ball 1 called. Yeah, it is Gravich. I written some information down incorrectly. Swing and a miss. Frankie. 2 strikeouts and still with good stuff. Inside. One more time, don't forget that the award scholarship night, big night for the seniors coming up on Wednesday night. Seelen to Gravich. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Strike out the side here, Frankie. We're going to see some pinch hitters in the fifth. I can guarantee that. Coach Pepping telling some players to get ready. Swing and a miss, Frankie. Seelen strikes out the side.
After four,
three up, three down, three Ks for Frankie. And we go to the fifth, 9-1 Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
All right, Mora makes a couple of changes. They send Allison Fix out to play right field. And in to play second is Rhiannon Ashworth. Brittany Schomer will lead it off in the fifth inning. Pierce 9, Mora 1. This is the final inning. As Brittany Schomer awaits the Aubrey Athey pitch, and it's a strike called. Brittany was at the plate when Alyssa was called out on appeal for leaving early on a tag up to end the fourth. One hopper to third, picked up by Jaden Robb, throws her out, one away. One up, one down, and here's Maddie Gaffke. And then Lily Riley's spot. 9 runs on 9 hits for the Pioneers today in this game. A run on 2 hits for the Mustangs. Athey starts Maddie Gaffke downstairs for a ball. Maddie's got a base hit and a strikeout in this ball game. Had 2 walks and was hit by a pitch in game 1. The 11-1 win. Swing and a miss. Gaffke making a bid. That was her home run cut right there. 1 ball, 1 strike. Aubrey Athey ready. And the pitch. Swinging a bullet up the middle. Maddie Gaffke finds the gap. She's going to go for 2. Picked up out in center by Gravich. Not in time on the relay home. A 1-out double for Maddie Gaffke. And now Emma Walczewski's going to bat. Emma will bat for Lily Riley. So a 1-out double gives Pierce 10 hits now in the game. And Emma's going to pinch hit here for Lily Riley. Lily, 2 ribbies in this game. A run-scoring ground out in the second, an RBI single in the third. Nice job by Lily. And she was on base 3 times with 3 walks and scored twice in game 1. So Walczewski getting an at-bat here in the nightcap, so to speak. Takes it low, ball 1. Emma's a sophomore. Came over after playing in the JV game or games. Gaffke at second with 1 out in the top of the fifth. The pitch left high for ball 2. There's a gentleman out beyond the right center field fence working his dog out there. It's kind of fun to watch. Looks like a pretty well-trained dog. There's a strike. I think that's a chocolate lab, Tom, or? 2-1 pitch. Base hit, Emma Walczewski. And that's going to get a run home. And Emma's going to dig for second and get in standing. Emma Walczewski comes off the bench and contributes immediately.
Number 9, Elena Rushlow.
And Elena Rushlow's going to get an at-bat here for Kenna. Ball got away from Gravich out in center, allowing Emma to get the extra base, but the RBI single will go in my book. And now the batter is Rushlow for Adi. So Elena will bat here with Olish spot up, but I almost guarantee that Chiaro won't hit. Somebody else will get a shot here. It's a strike to Elena, 0-1. Trista Creek, possibly. Here's the pitch, and Elena hits it into right, and it's off the glove of the right fielder. Elena will go to second. They will send Walczewski. Here comes Elena to third, and she is in safely. It went off the end of the glove of Fix out in right. Walczewski scores, and Elena ends up at third on the error in right. It was about a waist high. She didn't have to come in that far. She just didn't look it in. And now Trista Creek will bat in Kiara Olish's spot. So two runs are in. It's now an 11-1 lead, matching the game one final score. And Trista did get an at-bat in game one. And that one is high. 1-0. Trista batted and walked in game one. And now that's a strike across. Chiara will go 1-for-3 with a fourth inning single. Creek batting here in the fifth with one out. Swings and foul tips. 1-2. Pretty good cut there by the senior, Trista Creek. Elena Rushlow at third. Here's the Aubrey Athey pitch. Line drive down the right field line, but that'll curl foul. As it headed down the line, it's just started to veer, and it ends up rolling up against the base of the fence line down there. Retrieved by Fix, the new right fielder. Two strikes to Trista Creek. Aubrey Athey winds and high. On the next pitch, 2-2 to Trista. Elena Rushlow ready to come home if anything gets away from Nosbush. Down goes Trista on a swing and a miss. Two outs.
Number 10, Kate Shima.
Kate Shima now is going to get a bat, an at-bat. Batting in Brenna Dickman's spot. So Rushlow at third, Shima at the plate. Pioneers have scored two to expand their lead to 11-1. Umpire should just leave the lineup card out of his pocket. He's having to unzip his coat and pull it out and rewrite. There's a base hit up the middle. How about that? Kate Shima. Her first pitch she sees absolutely ropes one up the middle. Rushlow scores. Shima with the RBI single, and Kendra Sakala will bat. Batting for Melby. Kendra. Getting an at-bat here in this fifth inning with two outs. Shima at first. And a swing and a miss by Kendra. 0-1 to the junior. Paul and Amber's daughter. Taken low. Ball and a strike. Shima at first with an RBI single. Her first varsity hit on the first pitch he sees. Slashed over Coach Pepping's head at third for strike two to Kendra Sakala. Mora does have the home field so in this game, so they'll have one more at-bat. Kendra Sekulla takes it inside. Kendra's approach at the plate, different than all the other Pioneer hitters. She's the girl that will kind of take that little crow hop forward and kind of hit and run at the same time, slap it somewhere. Low. 3-2 now to Kendra Sekulla. Sheema at first. And the payoff pitch coming to Kendra. Grounds it to third, up with it, and throw to first is in time to end the inning. So Sheema gets a base hit and is stranded as Sekulla grounds out to third to end the inning. The Pioneers score three more, and their lead now is 12-1 going to the bottom of the fifth.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is Wes Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's Wes Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Well, when we were playing 5-6 years old and playing playground ball, this is what you call last ups. We got last ups. And that's what Moore's got right here. And the right fielder, Allison Fix, is going to bat. She went into the game as a defensive replacement for Janae Such. Takes it, ball one. Brittany Schomer is the new pitcher. And a swing and a foul off the end of the bat. So Maddie Gaffke will go into left, and now playing right is Emma Walcheski. All the other fielders the same. Brenna's catching. Morgan, Kenna, Kiara, and Kendra. Here's the 1-1 to Fix. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Piers, 12. Mora, 1. Here's the windup. Just outside. Two balls, two strikes to Allison Fix. I think it was her brother Dallas was a nice basketball player for the Mustangs this year, this winter. Ooh, change up off the end of the glove of Brenna. And Fix will have to go to first, but Brenna able to retrieve and throw to Polkamp in time. And Brittany's got herself a strikeout. One away. And now we're going to have
number 8, Tegan Oslin.
Tegan Oslin batting. And this is the 9 spot in the order. Schomer to Oslin. Strike called. Brittany is 3-0 pitching this year. This is going to be Frankie Seelan's game to win. That one left up, 1-1. So Frankie, barring the comeback of all comebacks here, is going to win both games of this doubleheader. A little bit low, 2 balls and a strike. Pioneers are 2 outs from sweeping the Mustangs now with a 12-1 lead in the bottom of the fifth. 2-1 delivery. That ball misses wide, 3-1. Top of the order on deck. Scheduled to be Sophie Steffen's spot, but you never know with a JV game. Piers with extra bodies on the bench suddenly. There's a foul back, 3-2. Mora likewise. now with more personnel available than they had during game one. Each team had just a couple of players extra. 3-2, Schomer to Oslin. Swinging a looper out towards second. Picked up by Olish. No, can't find it. Boy, that had a lot of spin on it, and I'm going to give Tegan Oslin a base hit. That ball was popped up right behind the circle. All kinds of spin on it, and Oslin hustled out of the batter's box and playing deep at short. Kiara had to run a long ways, and that ball was spinning, just couldn't get a clean handle on it. So Oslin is aboard. Now Sophie Steffen bats and takes ball one low. 0 for 2, both balls hit right to Morgan Polkamp at first. She's 0 for 2, two groundouts. Roll to third. This will be Melby's play to first. Safe. Infield hit. Throw back to second. Not in time. Oslin keeps her left foot on the bag. Back-to-back infield hits here for Morin. They've got two on. Oslin to second. Steffen to first. And the batter, Jaden Robb. A pair of walks for Jaden Robb today in this game. Schomer has one out and now has given up a pair of infield hits. Here's Brittany's motion. Popped up, infield fly if it's fair. Morgan's calling for it. The batter is out. They can go to second and get the out. They throw back to third. The batter is out. It's an infield fly rule. It was a fair ball, so the batter's out. Runners have to advance at their own risk if they care to. So the ball was not caught. It did pop out of the glove, and that's one of those instances where
number 11,
you just never know. Inexperienced base runners sometimes can get caught. But it is second and third with two down, and the last chance for more. Now Shea Osmonds. There's a ground ball to Kiara. She's got it. She throws her out, and the Pioneers have swept the Mustangs. Final score, Piers 12, Mora 1.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is sophomore Lindsay Strohmeyer at Pierce High School. As spring sports are underway, we'd like to recognize this year's head coaches. They are Dylan Pittman, baseball, Matt Pepping, softball, Cole Oslin, track, Jessica LeBlanc, girls golf, and Joe Poland, boys golf. To view the schedule, head to the Pierce District website and click on the red activities tab toward the bottom of the page. Please come out and support your student athletes. Go Pioneers!
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
All right, the Pioneers sweep the Mustangs in a pair of five-inning games for this doubleheader. Game one, 11-1. Game two, 12-1 for the Pioneers in the second game. 12 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left a total of three on base. Mora a run, four hits with three errors, leaving five on base. Frankie Seelan wins both games of the doubleheader, pitched four innings in both. Alyssa Sedlovsky pitched one in the first game, one inning, and Brittany Schomer got one inning in the second game. Frankie went four, allowed a run, two hits, struck out four, and walked two in game number two. Pioneers scored three in the top of the second inning, and they added another four in the third to go up 7-1. Brenna Dickman's two-run homer in the fourth made it a 9-1 game, and then three more runs came in the fifth on a pair of errors and an RBI single by Kate Shima. No, go ahead. Well, okay. And that was enough for the Pioneers to go to a now 7-0 record on the season and 6-0 within the Granite Ridge Conference. So the Pioneers win two, and they'll have a chance to add to their win streak tomorrow as they'll turn around. They'll get on a bus tomorrow and go to Malacca, scheduled to play the Wolves in a Granite Ridge doubleheader tomorrow. For the Mora Mustangs, they drop to 1-3 overall now, and they are both 1-3 in the conference as well. They have a game tomorrow with Zimmerman. Thursday, they have a home game with Foley. And Friday, they will have a non-conference game at Hinckley Finlayson. The rest of the Pioneer Week, we mentioned the doubleheader tomorrow at Malacca. Then they come back here on Thursday and Friday. The Thursday game is a conference game with St. Cloud Cathedral. And Friday's game is a non-conference game with the Pequot Lakes Patriots. So that is the rest of the week. Hopefully Mother Nature decides to finally cooperate and we can start to string together some of these games rather than put them on the postponement list. So the Pioneers sweep 11-1 and 12-1 on a nice afternoon of softball action here. The girls' golf team was in action. They were in play at their subsection meet at Blackberry Ridge. Quick look at the scoreboard that Coach LeBlanc sent me. The Pioneers in a field of, let's see, how many teams were there? Nine, it looks like. Pioneers finished fifth, a 424 team total. Pequot Lakes kind of ran away. They won the event by 26 strokes over Albany, a 350 team score for Pequot, followed by Albany, Staples, Motley, and Cathedral, then Piers well ahead of sixth place, Wadena, Deer Creek, rounding out the field, Malacca, Painesville, and Osakis. Emily Vernick, the only girl to crack 100 today. Emily shot a 97. Tiffany Vernick was right at 100. Carrie LeBlanc, 111. Kaylee Gruber, 116. Jolene Weyer, 117. Cameron Harold came home with a 120 today. The boys are in action to do it today, too. The golf team, they're down in Sauk Rapids at Wapakata playing 18 holes. And the baseball team is home tonight. They might be wrapping it up right about now. They had a non-conference game with Rush City. So we'll be back. We'll give you our final thoughts on this one, including our You Are There Sports Frosties player of the game.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. As spring field work approaches us, it looks like it might be a crunch for planting, so please be safe, have fun, watch out for those farmers on the roads. Sunrise is still looking for a full-time milk truck driver that is 6 days on, 3 days off. We have very competitive wages, great benefits, so if you are interested or know anyone interested, please have them call Jason and Buckman. We have brilliant seeders to rent, Little Rock and Lastrip, along with a packer available in Lastrip as well. We have Hydrolac promotion going through May, so stock up. We know in advance our Gravely lawnmowers are going to be hard to get this spring, so get yours before they're gone. If there's anything else on your farm or in your household we can help you with, please call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for your loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Just keep talking. Jason Sedlovsky, assistant coach for Matt Pepping, joins me here on the post-game show. And nice doubleheader sweep and some sunny skies. Not the warmest of conditions, but it's getting better. And the girls' performance is playing like it, you know, from early in the season, the holding forward game and, you know, some of those early season contests. You can tell things are sharpening up.
Yeah, the sun was actually not expected to be out today, so this was kind of nice, even though the wind had a little chill. But yeah, the girls, we've only been outside maybe three times for actual practice. One of them was only 45 minutes because we were freezing. But yeah, our goal really is to obviously win the conference. You can't do that if you don't win the conference games, and then get better as we go. There's a lot of stuff to clean up. I think we have been. Pitching was great.
Today. I thought Frankie had her best outing today in both rounds.
Yeah, the goal is just get better as we go.
Well, you mentioned being outside in a limited time. What is the game? What do you work on? You know, when you have to, I would think, really prioritize that we don't have a lot of time to be out because it's so cold. We got to work on this, and we can't kind of lollygag around here. We want to move around and keep warm.
Yeah. So the main things that really stick out, I think, of not being outside is those fly balls outside compared to a gym, like right at you. The wind conditions, right? There's no wind in the gym. It's tough. It's not fun.
Situations, hitting the cutoff.
Running on dirt instead of a floor with tennis shoes on. Fielding ground balls on a dirt compared to a gym floor. There's just a lot of little things. But I think we're going to be good to go now. It looks like the rest of the week's good, so we'll get a lot of games in this week, and then we'll get a good practice outside Wednesday and keep moving forward.
Two in the win column here of a scheduled six-game week here, and you go right back at it for two tomorrow over in Malacca here against the Wolves team. You don't take anybody lightly or for granted. You got to come out and play again tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly what we told them in the huddle was you can't take anyone for granted. And softball is it's one of those games where if you run into a pitcher, they can shut you down. But Malacca, this sounds like they're better than last year.
Cathedral will be a big one in the conference Thursday here.
If we get these two tomorrow, which I think we have a good shot at, girls will be ready, we'll be focused. And then Thursday and Friday is going to be a great test. Thursday, that Cathedral game at Cathedral was we won it. But I don't know if we
– you played better,
We could have played better. We had a lot of errors. We had a three-run bomb that was timely. We threw a couple people out at the plate. We threw someone out at third. It could have easily been an L, but it wasn't.
Yep.
And that's going to be a good one. And then be kind of nice to play Pequot because they're in our section. Probably maybe you could call them the favorite. Cathedral's in a section too. So good games. There will be good games no matter win or lose. They'll just be good games, good tests for us.
A couple of your veteran players coming back here. Brandon Dickman hit the ball hard at a lot of places today. Didn't have a whole lot to show for it until her last time up, and she finally got a hold of one, and nobody was going to catch that one.
Yeah, no. Kiara as well. Yep. I mean, we had a lot of – I call them loud outs.
Yeah,
we had a lot of those today. Kendra Melby hit a missile to right.
Yep.
There were a lot of very nice swung hit balls.
Alyssa
hard
had three
out.
sharp yeah. hits today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's nice to see those JV girls come over and, you know, Kate comes up with a base hit on the first pitch she sees and drives in a run. And Elena comes in and does a nice job. And, you know,
Emma Walczewski drilled it up the middle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So good contribution so that girls come in and they're ready to go.
Yep. Yep. And we're going to need them at some point.
You bet. So. And finally, let's talk about the pitching performance of Frankie today.
Yeah.
Wins both games of the doubleheaders, four innings in each. Didn't issue a walk until late in that second game. So, I mean, her control got better today than it had been.
She had two walks for the same player.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah, it was great. We said it earlier. The pitching was great.
And no errors.
We don't – we always say any ball, right? You don't make errors and don't walk people.
Yep.
You got a really good chance of winning, that's for sure. But, yeah, she threw very well. I'm pretty sure she'll throw tomorrow, too, to start.
Yep.
We kind of talked about working Alyssa in a little bit as well because of all the games this week. So we gave her an inning, gave Brett an inning, but they're all three going to need to go.
At some point.
I think we kind of both view it as our best defense if Frankie's on the mound.
Yeah.
And so we're going with that, hoping that works out and keep working on those non-walks.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Good luck in the two tomorrow. We'll see you later this week.
All right, sounds good.
All right,
Rick.
That's assistant coach Jason Sedlowski. Your Pioneers sweep Mora today. 11-1 and 12-1 are the finals here, and they are now 7-0 this year.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Pierce. Did you know we specialize in all automotive glass replacement? We offer professional service and installation on all makes and models. Whether you have a small chip or a tiny crack, either can be a serious matter that leads to weakness of glass or poorer visibility. Give us a call today and start your glass replacement. Look us up on the web or Facebook. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
Frosty's Barn Grill on Main Street in Pierce is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
All right, we will leave the ballpark here at Pierce tonight after a doubleheader sweep for the Pioneers, 11-1 and 12-1 over Moore. And Kenna Adi will be tonight's You Are There Sports Frosty's Player of the Game. Kenna goes 2-for-2 with 4 RBIs, 2 walks, a run, stolen base in game 1, goes 1-for-2 with a walk in game number 2. So Kenna Adi is today's You Are There Sports Frosty's Player of the Game. Good luck to the Pioneers. They play in Malacca tomorrow for 2 more within the Granite Ridge. I'll have baseball for you. Malacca sends their team over to Helifield to face the Pioneers in, I believe that's just 1 game tomorrow for the baseball team, who are finishing up their game with Rush City right about now. So Pierce sweeps over Mora. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow on You Are There Sports.